Hello, everybody, and welcome back in. You're listening to the Fourth Official's post-game show for Orlando City's 6-1 victory over the New England Revolution. Big game for the Lions at Orlando City Stadium, coming off a poor result against the Portland Timbers over the weekend. With the way that things have been going this year, this was a game that Orlando needed. This was a game that Orlando City fans needed probably more than ever. Gavin Eubank here, Mike Ramajo joining me live from Orlando City Stadium. Mike, you were there. What are your reactions to this match?
I mean, I think I just told you this before we started recording. I mean, this is, obviously 6-1 mauling of New England Revolution. Obviously, I don't think it's going to happen again this season. Obviously, there's not that many games left. But obviously, there wasn't that many fans at the stadium today, too. So there weren't a lot of people that were able to, live this moment. But, 6-1, an emphatic victory for the Lions, their first home win since May. So definitely something that, a home win was definitely due. And what way to get it with a 6-1 victory. So, definitely the players after the game were, filled with excitement and positivity. Obviously, this has been a long season. You know that, Gavin, it's been a long season. And, for the team to finally get a win at this, with this large victory of margin, I think it's very well adequate, as Jason Christ would say, or as he said after the game.
Yeah. So start getting into the action here. Just 11 minutes in, New England goes down to 10 men. Controversial call here. Seb Hines gets fouled, and it really doesn't look like anything out of it. It looks like, the New England player wins the ball. He may have made, obviously he made contact with Seb. Worst case scenario, you're probably looking at a yellow card. But Xavier Kusafi, video referee looks at it. He gives the indication to the head referee, and they take a look at it, and he decides to go with the straight red card. What are your thoughts on that one?
I mean, yeah, it was very controversial. Pretty funny because, I think someone tweeted during the game that, where's the referee pool reporter to ask this referee question? And for those that don't know, I'm the referee pool reporter. And, it didn't look controversial. I did not submit any questions just because, I really didn't think, obviously New England fans are not going to like what I'm going to say, but I really didn't think it was, worth, because no matter what whatever question I submitted, it does not change the fact that New England lost 6-1. So, and technically both teams are essentially out of the playoff race. So, it did look controversial. It seemed like, I think he did get all the ball. I see some replays on social media surfacing, but going back to what I just said, it doesn't really matter. Orlando City, that opened an opportunity for Orlando City, and they took advantage of it. And it makes you kind of wonder too, Gavin, because these last four games, they've ended with players getting ejected, and these players getting ejected are Orlando City players. So this game, for the first time, was kind of the other way around. It's, a New England player got ejected, and Orlando City had the player advantage for the first time, who knows how long. And Jason Christ said after the game that it's pretty cool to, have a player advantage, because he seems like all season long, he feels like a lot of calls have been too close to call. I think you were at one of those press conferences earlier this summer where he kind of, did an impromptu post-game press conference where he kind of went off on the referees this season on their treatment to Orlando City. So, Jason Christ was a little delighted regarding, having that player advantage. But, obviously the 6-1, that's the result. There's teams that have been in that situation where they're down a man and they're still able to get a result. So it's no excuse, for the New England Revolution to, because they lost. But the Lions won, and obviously you saw a lot of it. You see Yoshi Otun providing those dead ball services, Kaká with two goals, Dwyer with two assists and a goal, and a little nugget I just tweeted out not too long ago, Richie Larea with his first MLS career assist. So, and Seb Hines getting a goal too, shutting up some of the haters around there. So, so it was definitely an all-around team effort At least that's in my opinion.
Yeah. 21 shots, 11 on target. Yoshi and Dom both with a goal and two assists. Antonio Nocerino added his first career goal with Orlando City in the 22nd minute that opened the scoring. It was off a free kick. Yoshi served it in the box, and Nocerino was there to finish it. That made it 1-0. Not long after that, it was Seb Hines, the headmaster, comes back, first goal of the year, 32nd minute, 2-0 game. And this is where it really just started to snowball for Orlando. 43rd minute, Kaká scores his first. And as the Lions are, they have a 3-0 lead at that point, and then Lee Wynn pulls one back right before halftime on a free kick. Beautifully taken free kick. You got to give him props for that one. It's a 3-1 game going into halftime. And then Orlando really just kind of pulled away in that second half. Another goal from Kaká. Dom Dwyer finally scores his first goal in front of the Orlando City faithful. Big moment for him. And then Yoshi in the 90th minute for the to cap off the touchdown, as Orlando goes on to win 6-1. It's actually the first time that Orlando City scored 6 goals in a game of Major League Soccer. Just the third time that they've scored at least 3 goals in a game this year. And they've done it twice so far now in the past 3 weeks. And it's their first game with more than 3 goals this season. So for a team that has struggled to buy a goal this year, they now have 2 3 goal games in the past 3 games now. They have 6 goals tonight. What is going on with this team? This is not the Orlando City that we've seen for the past 4 months.
You know, Seb Hines was asked that question, you know, where was this offense all season long? And Seb Hines literally verbatim said, you know, we were just ruthless tonight. And he was right. The team was ruthless, you know, and, you know, obviously, you know, for fans, if, you know, would they love to see more? Of course. I don't know if because you were watching from your home, Gavin, but towards the end of the game, I don't know if you were, you know, you or people that weren't at the game were able to hear through their TV screens, but the last 10 minutes of the game, supporters around the stadium were chanting, "We want 6, we want 6," and obviously Yoshi gave them 6. So, you know, yes, the offense was there tonight. The supporters have been asking for that offense all season long, and the Lions delivered tonight, and I think that right there is an accomplishment in itself tonight. Obviously not all season, but tonight. But, you know, hopefully, you know, if you're trying to be an optimistic fan, you know, you could wonder how the team will build off, you know, this victory. But you have an FC Dallas side coming in to Orlando City Stadium on Saturday, and, you know, you really can't take FC Dallas, you know, at all, any you can't go really easy on them, because, you know, they're definitely a Western Conference, you know, formidable team. Obviously, hasn't been their ideal season, but, you know, Oscar Pereira has been definitely a solid coach over there at FC Dallas. So, you know, it's going to be interesting how the team kind of builds up on this victory tonight and how they approach an FC Dallas side that's been, you know, a really consistent team these last 3 years or so.
Yeah, Dallas did pull off a win tonight against Colorado. It was their first goal, their first win in, I think, 63 days. But Orlando City's been playing good soccer lately. You know, take away that game against Portland. This is now, you know, their third good game out of 4. A couple of wins, a draw, and then that loss. You know, it's probably too little too late at this point. But like we saw last year, remember they went on that, it was like a 4 or 5 game winning streak right there near the end of the season. It wasn't enough for them to get into the playoffs, but I wonder if we see that kind of similar thing this year. But right now it's kind of like Orlando's not technically out of the playoff picture, but right now they definitely don't really seem to have a chance of making the playoffs. They're still just 5 games back of the Red Bulls, who do have a game in hand. Orlando with 3 games left, the Red Bulls with 4. So, I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility that they catch up to them, but they're playing good soccer right now. And I wonder if they're kind of at a point where it's like, all right, well, we, you know, they're playing for the pride at this point. They're playing for jobs. If there's kind of a little bit less pressure to kind of feel like they have to win, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they're just going out there and they're just having fun and they're playing good soccer, maybe they're racking up some wins and somehow they make it close again. But, you know, 3 games left, 2 of them at home. It'll be interesting to see, especially with Dallas coming to town. That'll be that'll be a fun matchup, you know, regardless of who you're rooting for. Go ahead.
No, I think it's going to be, you know, these last few games just going to be interesting. You know, I think the team is out of the playoffs. You know, I'm looking at, you know, everything. The odds are definitely stacked against them. But I believe miracles happen, man. So will it happen with Orlando City? I don't know, but who knows, man? Yeah, it is a tight race, but, you know, it's a thin line that Orlando City's walking on right now. So, you know, not even a win can beat them. You know, it can, but, you know, a win is, you know, right now a win could be a double-edged sword at the end of the night. You know, they win, and then another team that's ahead of them wins, and they're out. They win, yeah. If they keep winning, and the teams in front of them keep dropping points, then, yeah, they're still in that thin line, but it's going to be interesting how these last few weeks kind of pan out.
Yeah, they definitely are nowhere near controlling their own destiny at this point. You switch gears over and look at Kaká. I mean, you know, one of the biggest problems that Jason Christ has had this season has been finding, I guess, the right role to play Kaká in. And, you know, he returns to the starting lineup today for the first time since the last time that Orlando played New England on September 2nd. Two goals in this one as a starting forward. You know, probably is one of his best performances of the season. Obviously, one of his best performances in a while. What did you see out of the captain tonight?
No, I mean, just Kaká doing Kaká things. You know, it's he. You know, obviously, this captain gets beat up a lot, and he got beat up tonight a lot too. You know, I don't know how many fouls he got. You know, they fouled him a lot today, but this player get. You know, this guy gets beat up.
Yeah, he took that hard foul that led to the first goal in the 22nd minute. Yeah.
But, you know, obviously, you know, going back to the beating up, you know, you see on social media, he gets, you know, hammered a lot with criticism. But, you know, Kaká is a world-class player. You know, you can't take that away from him. You know, all the accomplishments that he's had in his career. Obviously, his time at Orlando City hasn't been filled with, you know, silverware or anything like that. But, you know, regarding the way he performs, you know, it's there, you know, and you saw it tonight, you know, two goals, and Jason Christ said it best, you know, he said, you know, every time, and I'm quoting him right now, Jason Christ said, every time Ricky plays, he wants to make a statement. He's a world-class player, and he has no doubt in inserting him into the lineup. So those are the words of Jason Christ after the game, and, you know, I think that kind of sends a message to a lot of the people that think that there's some type of friction between Christ and Kaká these last few weeks, because, you know, Kaká hasn't been really getting the start. But, you know, Kaká is just that type of player. You know, he the way he kind of carries himself, you can kind of get an idea that, you know, he puts the team before himself. So if, you know, obviously he didn't start, I'm pretty sure, you know, he understood that, and you know, it was for the, you know, the greater good of the team. But, you know, he started today, and, you know, he definitely put on a performance that, you know, was definitely a memorable one, especially with a 6-1 victory here at home.
Yeah, and you know, it's even with tonight, it's still really hard to kind of pinpoint where exactly Kaká fits best in this team and how he's best used. But so, you know, it's kind of at the point now where a lot of people think he might be on his way out. You know, there was the reports that he might be heading back to Sao Paulo this winter. And, you know, it's tough to say where his future exactly sits with in regards to Orlando City. So it's kind of just at this point, like, just watch the guy. You know, he's a world-class player. He's a legend. He, you know, the accomplishments speak for themselves as far as what he's done in his career. And, you know, his first goal was a thing of beauty, you know, to put it up in the, you know, the top right corner like that. And still, he still has the ability to be a really good soccer player. We don't see it all that often. So games like this kind of make you still appreciate the kind of player he is, because we haven't really seen a lot of it this year. But at the same time, you know, it reminds you of who he is, who he was, and what he's been able to bring to this team since they've gone into Major League Soccer. And it's just really kind of, you're watching, you know, essentially the end of an era, you know, the end of your career here. And it's just kind of, it's fun to watch him play and watch this play out. And it's something to really appreciate.
Yeah, this is definitely, you know, obviously we don't know where the future holds for Kaká, but, you know, there's two more home games left. You know, if I'm an Orlando City fan, I will try to come out to an Orlando City game on Saturday after the international break, because we could be seeing a living legend play his final games at Orlando City with Orlando City. So definitely take advantage of that opportunity, because the Lions definitely took advantage of that opportunity just earlier tonight by beating up New England 6-1. So if Kaká can take advantage of advantage of an opportunity for you fans, you should take an opportunity. Advantage of an opportunity of seeing him for possibly the last time. That's a nice sales pitch, I think.
Yeah, right. Like, we're not going to the playoffs, but you do get to see Kaká for the last time. So it's like that, that final season where the Yankees played at the old Yankee Stadium. They didn't go to the playoffs, but it's like, you know, this is the final final year in this great place. So you guys might as well get the best of it.
And then actually, you're making me over here thinking about that, because that was a really great game, the last game at Yankee Stadium. You know, I think if I have to go back a few years back, the Yankee fan inside of me was like, yeah, we're missing the postseason. You know, what the F? But then you think about it, like, this is history right here at the end of the day. Yeah. You know, people that were at that game were living history, you know, and mm-hmm. So these last few games are going to be history at the end of the day. So think about it.
I still remember that game. It was Sunday Night Baseball against the Orioles. Jose Molina hit the final home run in the old Yankee Stadium. I always remember that one. Move on now to, I want to talk about Seb Hines. I mean, you know, for as much flack as that guy gets, another good game tonight. Got the start with Jonathan Spector out suspended. He scored the goal, obviously, but defensively, he played a pretty solid game. You know, he was good again in the game against a few weeks ago against DC. He didn't play against Atlanta. He came on as a sub against Portland a few days ago. What do you make of Seb Hines' performance? And not only his performance, but I think, you know, all things considered, he kind of came into this season with a cloud over him. You know, there was so much hatred, I guess, for him. You know, coming in, he didn't have a good 2016, but he came back in. He came back healthy. He really built his case with Orlando City B, and it took him a while to earn his place on the first team here. And he's kind of made the most of it so far. Now,
oh man, I be honest with you, man, I really admire, or you know, I really like Seb Hines as a person, because you know he's a really friendly guy. You know, people that don't know him only know him from the player that he is on the field. And yeah, he's definitely committed a lot of mistakes on the field, especially last year, but you know, off the field, he's a consummate professional guy, you know, you're right. You know, he entered the season with a cloud over his head, with injuries, seeing a lot of time with OCB. But, you know, this is a piece that I wrote for the Orlando Soccer Journal, you know, like 2 months ago. You know, and I spoke with Seb Hines, and you know, he talked about he's enjoying his time at OCB. You know, he's definitely enjoying the playing time that he's been wanting to get. But his main goal is to eventually make the first team again. And what do you know? You know, he's playing in the first team again towards the latter end. You know, towards the final, you know, regular season games of the season. But and he's living it up. You know, he scored a goal today. I think he had a good outing. You know, in the first half, there was a, when you see Kai Kamara, Teal Bunbury making a run at goal, and he just kind of solidly stops him from going right through him. So I think he really had a good outing today. And, you know, whether he continues that on Saturday, we don't know, because we have Jonathan Spector back. But I don't know. I think he made his case tonight. But obviously, you also have to look. You know, he's been having constant knee injuries, and he said he's never going to be 100%. You know, so I don't know whether Christ is willing to risk, you know, playing him again on Saturday, just letting him rest. So, you know, Seb has been, you know, it's been an up and down season for him, but he's definitely come a long way, and I think he definitely had a good outing today and made a case.
Yeah, I mean, he's on a 3-year contract right now, but I believe they're all club options. So I mean, the club has the ability to bring him back next season. It's going to be interesting to see what happens when the offseason rolls around. I think he's made a good case to at least come back next year and compete for a starting job with, probably, you know, next to Jonathan Spector. You know, you got to give him a lot of credit for the way he's been able to bounce back and fight through that adversity and And I think he's hopefully, you know, starting to win some fans over. Yeah. We'll kind of wrap things up here. Do you have a player of the game?
My player of the game, I mean, it's tough. I mean, you have Yoshi, you have but I really don't want to single out a player today. This was really I think this was the best performance of the season. And
really?
When you have a performance of the season, it's because the team collectively played together really well. So I'm just going to give my hat to the whole team tonight, because they played excellent today. And it's been a long time coming. You know, it's been a long season for us here in Media Row, and definitely been a long season for the supporters at Orlando City Stadium. So, you know, I think today was definitely a good, 90 minutes of collective football from the Lions. So, you know, my hat tip to them.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think, it's hard to pick one player. You know, you can give it to Kaká, who I think was actually voted man of the match. You can give it to Yoshi, who even outside of the goal and two assists, it was just phenomenal all night. I think just for old time's sake, I'm going to have to give this one to Nocerino, finally scoring his first goal with Orlando City. He's come so close so many times, especially this season, that you felt like it was just going to happen at some point, and then it finally did. And, his career in Orlando City started out so rough, just being kind of the guy that nobody really wanted. Like, he never had a fit, and he struggled to get out, and he wasn't fit with the team. And then he finally started to turn things around, and he's become such a face of this team. Not necessarily the face, but, one of the players that is kind of this team. I don't know what the right word is, but that this team kind of, identifies with. He's such a high spirited guy, and he goes out there and he does give you a good effort every match for 90 minutes. And it was just really good to finally see him break on the score sheet and get out there for Orlando tonight.
No, I agree. I think he's definitely put a huge, worker mentality, in that midfield. And it's strange because Christ alluded to it after the game. He started mostly as a defending, a holding midfielder, and lately these last few games he's been pushing up more and being more involved in the attack. And obviously today it paid off. He scored, and maybe this is a new this is a renaissance for Nocerino happening right now. But only time will tell. But you give him a hat tip as well, because he definitely has that will spirit, even at trainings too. He's always very, he has a sense of humor when he talks to the media at training. So, Noche definitely gets another hat, a double hat tip, if anything.
Yeah, that video of him singing in the preseason in the car with everybody certainly will live on beyond this night.
He was speaking Mandarin Chinese last week before the press.
Really?
Yeah, but he was just having fun, so... Wow. Just to give some, listeners the type of, some insight, the type of guy he is. He's a well-spirited guy with a nice sense of humor. So,
yeah, he fits into this group of players for sure. All right. Well, that is, I guess, what we should wrap things up. You've been listening to our post-game show for the Fourth Official. As always, we want to hear your comments and thoughts. So definitely follow us on Twitter at Fourth Official Show. Tweet us there, and we want to try to get you guys involved in any of our shows, post game, Orlando Soccer Show, whatever it be. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow, search the Fourth Official or the Orlando Soccer Show, and you can get all of our stuff there. Gavin Eubank, Mike Gramajo, thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you guys on Saturday night back here at Orlando City Stadium for Orlando City against the FC Dallas. We'll be back post game for that one. Have a good night and enjoy the rest of your week.
Cheers, guys.